Track 15. So here is Mike Liggins to round things off. And this month, the TV star tells of his love for Kings Lynn Speedway.
I think you can argue Norfolk is the most beautiful county in the UK. OK, so there are no mountains. The Beeston Bump is about the best we can do on that score. But our county is just lovely. I go on about this all the time. The Broads, the beaches, the quiet country lanes, and Norfolk's general life-enhancing brilliance. Not too over the top, I hope. But this month, I want to start by talking about an industrial estate in King's Lynn. And brace yourselves for this. A more unlovely place it would be hard to find. I don't wish to be unkind. And before the owners of the Saddle Bow industrial estate get upset, I know it's there to do a job, which it undoubtedly does very well. The reason I mention Saddle Bow is because I've been going there for more than 30 years to visit what is now known as the Adrian Flux Arena, home of the Kings Lynn Stars Speedway team. And what a place. Go there on race night and you will find noise, grime, greasy burgers, and although it wouldn't be for everyone, it is for me. There are two astonishing facts about Speedway. The bikes can accelerate from 0 to 60 miles an hour in about 3 seconds. Scary. If that wasn't bad enough, they don't have brakes. I first came across Speedway when I started work in the early 1980s. I reported on the now defunct Coventry Bees, and I was fascinated by a sport which received little media attention but existed happily on its own terms. Speedway enjoyed its best years in the 1950s when post-war Brits, way before smartphones and social media, got their kicks by watching men in leather risk their necks by whizzing round and round on funny-looking motorbikes. Crowds of up to 15,000 would flock to the Furze in Norwich to watch heroes like Ove Fundin in action. Sadly, the crowds began to drift away as the entertainment options increased in the 60s and 70s. Today, there are just 6 clubs left in the Premiership, including the Ipswich Witches, last year's champions, and the Kings Lynn Stars. So how long can Speedway survive? Well, that question has been around for donkey's years. In 1998, I made a documentary for the BBC about Speedway called Bikes Without Brakes. The documentary was about the state of the sport and featured Kings Lynn. My boss at the time wanted a news angle about finances, which didn't really exist, and I wanted a more character-driven study. For that reason, I featured the great Ove Fundin. A Swede, he won the world title 5 times when riding for Norwich in the 50s. Quietly spoken, Fundin was generous with his time and was a joy to interview. By the way, someone managed to upload the documentary to YouTube. I watched it back a while ago and it's not a bad little film. This month's World Cup is in full cry, hoovering up hours and hours of our attention. Who knows, England might even win the thing this time. Wimbledon will also be on our screens, and the one sport which won't get much media attention is Speedway. But I'm not sure it cares much, frankly. I haven't been to a meeting for a while, and it's time I went back. The bikes are loud and they kick up the shale, which leaves you covered in a thin film of grime, but that's all part of the fun. So why not give it a try? At £25 for an adult ticket, it's not exactly... At £25 for an adult ticket, it's not exactly cheap to get in. but fans argue it's an evening's entertainment. And I'd argue there's nothing quite like Speedway at King's Lynn.
Thank you, Mike. No breaks? How much adrenaline do these junkies need? Well, that brings us to the end of this month's Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. I do hope you've enjoyed listening. Thanks go to contributors Nick Aitchison, Annie Green Armitage, Lynn Taylor, Yolanda Rocklin, Lindsay Furby and Chris Armstrong, to columnists Nina Nana and Mike Liggins, and to editor of the print edition, Emma Lee. I would also like to thank readers John Francis, Kevin Ford, Carolyn Wood, Jill Jewell and our sound recordist Catherine Rose. For now, until next time, stay cool, and it's goodbye from me, Sally Abbott.